Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots are trying to shut down another elite pass catcher this week in tight end Charles Clay. Now, Clay is one of the top five best receiving tight ends in the NFL right now, and with how hungry the Dolphins are to stay in the hunt for a playoff spot, well, things could get ugly if the Patriots secondary lets up. It's time for this week's Matchup of the Week segment presented by Pepsi. In one corner, we have Steve Gregory. At 5'11" and 200 pounds, things won't be easy this week against Charles Clay. But are things ever easy in the NFL? Clay stands at 6'3" and 255 pounds. That's a lot of a tight end to bring down. Clay isn't Jimmy Graham and he isn't Tony Gonzalez, but he's not far behind them on the stat sheet. Forget his 60 catches, his 678 yards, and even his 6 touchdowns. That's not even what impresses Coach Belichick the most.
I'd say the thing that's impressed me the most about him has been his blocking. You know, he really competes hard as a blocker. He's been matched up against defensive ends numerous times in the running game, guys like Charles Johnson from Carolina, guys like that. He blocks him. He competes well with him, and he's definitely, not afraid to stick his nose in there and be tough and competitive.
He has the potential to cause some trouble. On his home turf, in front of their home crowd this Sunday, in a game with so much on the line, the entire offense will thrive on momentum and energy. Clay and the receiving corps have the power to show the Patriots defense a thing or two if they let them. Steve Gregory has certainly improved his game this season. He has 62 combined tackles compared to last year's 37. And so much of his game is vision and being able to read the field well. And that will come in handy when facing Clay on Sunday.
He's a heck of a football player. You know, he can definitely block in the run game, but then presents challenges in the pass game as well. They could line him up at multiple different positions. He has speed, he has size, he's very athletic, he has good hands. So he's a guy that definitely we're going to have to be aware of, a guy that can make plays for them, a guy that's kind of been a go-to guy for them down the stretch here.
And here's an interesting fact. The Patriots have yet to allow any points in the fourth quarter in the past 5 games against their AFC East opponents. But hey, no pressure defense to keep that streak going. That'll do it from Gillette Stadium, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.